Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidmit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Welcome to the Sticks and Dirt Kidmit podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Happy Pi Day.
It is it Pi Day for
pie
real?
Pi Day.
That's right. That means we go to Blaze Pizza and get a pizza pie for $3.14.
Are they doing that?
The sign I thought said it's for the whole month.
Oh.
Starting today through the rest of the month of March.
Must be desperate.
I know. Like, that's...
Whole month. I mean, they're always busy when I go there, even with the takeout only. And they let some people eat in there, but...
Go to making a pizza.
So,
you're making a pizza.
You have to download the app before today. Sign up for the rewards before today.
Oh.
Set your favorite location.
I'm sure you've had it.
That's Travis's favorite restaurant.
I'm already a loser.
Mm. Yeah, so you had to do it all before today.
Well, I think my wife already has the app anyway, so we're good with
that. I do.
Yeah. So she uses it.
So she's going to treat us to
some pie. The reward expires on 4/12, so you have like almost a whole month.
Yeah, you can keep doing it, right?
How do they know if you did it before or after?
Because it probably just won't be eligible.
So yeah, they'll track you on your app. So all right, we're going to talk about something today. I changed up topics literally just a couple hours ago before we got started before church today.
Thank you.
And was you guys ready for the other assignment that I had?
I was.
No,
dude.
I was.
I mean, mine was different, but like... I'm never ready.
I had a good response.
I just go with the flow. I don't care.
You can roll with the
Travis
punches.
Travis doesn't check things.
Shut up.
Busted.
That's why he goes with the flow, because he never checks anything.
On the way to church,
he's like, what are we talking about today?
Uh-huh.
That's the way the river does it. It always gets where it needs to go.
I check things, but then...
That's how he does it when he teaches, too. He's like, who's teaching?
I'm going to go ahead and tell all eight of our listeners that we were going to talk about what would I call it even?
Identifying
your kid ministry.
Yeah.
Kidman calling,
that's it.
Yeah.
And so Jared and Alexa, you guys seriously had something you wanted to throw in on that, right?
Yeah,
okay, save it.
It's whatever.
Let it marinate, build onto it.
I've already done that.
I guarantee you by the time we actually do this in the next week or two or next podcast or two, I can't even say week no more. I just say next podcast or so. It'll compound and you'll have some more good stuff.
I'm spent. It's gone.
I'm spent. It's still there. And Taylor, what about you? Do you have anything?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. So today we are going to talk about our new theme. We've kind of hinted to it before previous episodes and want to introduce to you our new theme that we're doing in our kids' church and share with you the direction of which it's going. And we had talked about this in a previous episode, podcast.
Think tank. Wasn't it a think tank?
What was it? Podcast number?
It was like a shirt tank.
112.
111 or 112?
Yeah, I think you're right, 111.
Anyway, it really wasn't the topic of our podcast. It just came up in a brainstorm think tank we had. And I had this idea, and I really was just kind of like, meh about it. And I'd brought it up during the podcast, and you guys lit up like, oh, my gosh, yes, 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 yes. And I didn't realize it was gold to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wanted to – I said, how about if we decorate our kids' church theme like a YouTube celebrity studio, recording studio, YouTube recording studio, video studio, and do our segments like we're doing a YouTube kids show. And because that's all I had on that. And you guys all lit up and was ready to go with it, and so it literally took me by surprise. And I thought, well, okay, let's go with this. And so we started working on it. Our construction in our kids' church, the new format and the colors and themes is almost done. It's every bit over the halfway mark as far as the decor, and so we're setting it up, and we are actually going to have the iPhone camera setups and their light rings and things. We have a director's chair up on our side for accent and for decor, and we're actually going to have someone video each segments up, and we're going to post-production our kids' church service and, you know, edit it and make it look, you know, as best we can just to go play along with the whole format. So And Travis, you redesigned our letter K for Connects, and it has like the YouTube. I always want to call it. It looks like the red YouTube TV screen
the
design.
Button.
The play button.
But it, you call it a play button, and that's what it is.
Like a
yeah, and we put the white K in the middle of it instead of the fast or the play button mm-hmm. icon. We got the letter K in there.
What if YouTube totally copyrighted?
But it looks like rewind now.
It looks like rewind.
The K, the font for the K looks like the
like start from the beginning or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a previous chapter. I think previous chapter.
Previous chapter.
Yeah, yeah. In the
it's like the previous chapter.
In the beginning.
Icon is what it looks like.
In the beginning.
And so there's a couple things that we've been tweaking with, and I haven't told you guys this. I think I have a name for.
Do I need to get my notes
Connects.
Out?
You can if you want to. I don't care.
You always then, take notes. You,
it's just kind of a. I just want to put one word.
Am I right?
I want to put one word.
But then
with,
you guys want to remember what we said, and I can tell you. Remember that
you won't forget this. It's just just we kind of
at 12:11. Justin talks meanly to me.
We're recording a podcast right now. Alexa is being recorded regardless.
Isn't that Beverly?
But it's so much easier than going.
Beverly.
Too soon, Jerry.
Get her act together.
Poor Beverly, we miss
but
her.
I actually we had to. Know. I actually did go back and listen to podcasts.
We got our Deer Park still.
It's easier just to type.
Okay, yeah, just put it in there. Now, what we haven't really narrowed down, I don't think, it may be in your notes, and I may have forgot. We was trying to think of a, like when we did Toy Story, our theme was called Connects Joy Story.
Right.
Okay. For this here, what ideas were we? Tossing around
for the channel name for the YouTube channel, we had Connects Cube,
K-U-B-E,
uh-huh. Yeah. And in the in-house name was the Cube.
Okay, the Cube cool. was one, and that's kind of what we the stuck cool. with. I was like, okay, I'm there, my but idea. I'm like, I'm not 100% sold on it.
Yeah,
my idea was Cuba Gooding Jr. and no one.
I don't even remember that.
No,
did you write that down, Alexa?
I don't have that written down.
Okay, I don't know how you would even spell that.
For good reason.
So, yes, thank you. And the reason I'm throwing this one in the bucket is because I really like it.
The trash bucket.
And,
gosh. Set it on
that's
fire.
Low.
Wow. that was a low blow.
Ouch.
Wait, you want to call it the bucket?
No.
Yes, the chum sure. bucket.
The chum bucket.
It's because there's another song that ties into this that actually I think will title our teaching segment because that was the other thing. We was trying to title each of our segments differently mm-hmm. with a YouTube theme, and we will go through all that and our characters. But the teaching segment, I think I have a name for that. And tentatively, what did we have down for the teaching segment? Just
let's
called the
play,
word.
Let's learn. Let's we had a bunch of different options. We had like let's play, let's learn, let's teach, let's preach, let's word.
Let's word.
Yeah.
Yes, all those
let's
in that
word.
Order. In that order.
Okay.
Let's word.
All right.
Big acronym.
You know, I'm a Toby Mac fan, but
word.
This, I was playing a playlist, and this song come up, and it like, I think I need to, I need to, I need to, because this is a YouTube celebrity video type format thing we're doing, and I want to maybe call it Connects Showstopper.
Showstopper.
Showstopper. Remember this song?
I have no idea what this is. I've never heard this before.
It's a Toby Mac song.
Get it work. We don't get it good. No, I've never heard this before in my life.
It's called Showstopper.
Who's this by?
Toby Mac. It's
T-Mac.
Yeah, Toby
Mac. Toby Maguire.
Heck yeah.
Toby Maguire.
That's who you're talking about, right?
You'll get your rent when you fix this dang door.
And I like, you know, Showstopper, I think is a good word to use. Connect Showstopper. I put that on the notes. I think it's something worth considering.
I put it in there.
What's the name of the song?
And here, it's called Showstopper. And here's another song off that same album. Let me find it here. Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. I'll get it here in a second.
That's another Toby Mac song.
Fun fact.
All right.
Toby Mac's real name is not even Toby.
What is it? Yes,
it's
please.
Kevin Michael McKeon.
Why would you choose Toby?
What?
Maybe it's sentimental.
Maybe it's
Kevin Michael
McKean. For the listeners who weren't paying attention, what was the name of the song again?
Kevin Stopper.
Showstopper. So I think I like connects. Just call it Showstopper, and because it show whatever. And like I said, we're gonna have video. We have like 3 camera angle system, and we'll have someone do the angle system, and then we will record our services. And we have to change our demeanor as far as when we teach and do our segments. We have to look into the camera. If you notice, our pastor and everyone else who does service up on the platform, they're looking a lot times right at the center camera now. Mm-hmm. The iPhone, because we have what we call the online campus. For our online viewers, we call it the online campus. Mm-hmm. And so that you see them look straight forward in the camera a lot for that benefit. And that's good. That's just good habit to do with the format here. So when we're in Connects, we're teaching. We're always used to looking at the kids, roaming around a lot. We have to all train ourselves to that, whatever segment we're doing, to give a portion of our time and attention going straight in the camera, because we're doing a post-production video edited of everything, and we want to have that visual connection, because that's what you do on YouTube. You have that. You look into the camera,
right,
and you connect with your virtual audience out there. So we have to do that as well. So what do you think about using the word showstopper somewhere in this?
I like it.
Does that sound like got some pop to it?
Show halter.
Oh, dear God.
No, I like showstopper.
Taylor, what do you think?
I like it.
It's a Toby Mac song. The kids would if you did an action song for this one, could you come up with one, Taylor?
I can try.
Yeah, try. Yeah, it would be a good one. It'd be a really good hyper song for the kids to jump around
with.
That
would be a good song for
them. Mm-hmm.
It's a really energetic song.
Maybe we should do it next Connects.
Yeah,
so it's like a
it has to be ready.
Yeah.
To do the action song for that. So we could make a actions for that song there and just use it once in a while just for kicks and stuff. So so we're developing characters for this. We're getting in somewhat of some costume gear, and I'm going to do a character. Travis is doing 2 or 3 characters.
Mm-hmm. Or 4 or 5.
He's got
4 or 5.
Costume discussion you guys need to have.
You need to do, are you guys doing, one character just needs to be a vlogger, and you need to just show videos of him on the screen.
That'd be something to work with.
Vlogging with his, like, hey guys, and just make outrageous
and
stuff.
And like each episode is like a VeggieTales episode where like you learn like a life lesson.
Just be like, hey guys, I'm David Dobrik. Just like totally like, make everything real.
Does he have like a catchy like vlogger name?
The Vlog Squad.
The Vlog Swab.
That's the Swab. Do it for COVID-19, the Vlog Swab.
The vlog
swab?
Swab
instead of squad, swab, because swabbing your nose for COVID.
I only had to do that one time.
I did it Sunday. It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. Oh, mine. Oof.
It depends who you get. I had to self-administer it.
Ew, why?
Because I went to the pharmacy.
All right.
All right. So back on track here. What we're trying to do is we look at YouTube celebrities that do kid shows, and what were some of the names? Blippi,
Trippy.
I'm doing Trippy.
They all wrong.
Okay, yeah. So we look at a real legit children's YouTube show.
People love Blippi.
And people love Blippi.
And I'm doing.
And I'm learning a lot of this as we go along. So I know this stuff is out there. I didn't know it was as powerful and influential as it is.
Oh yeah.
And so and you guys are woke to that.
I have
not.
Idea.
And yes,
Justin, you can do Minecraft Let's Plays and then make it biblical somehow.
And then you don't have to teach in person.
And then it can build just be a video.
We can just do the video.
Build the temple.
Justin, this is perfect.
Can you do? I was thinking.
I guess it's not impossible. No.
Justin could teach now.
I was thinking of you could do like a Twitch streamer that is terrible at every game.
Dream. She knew I was going to say
that. What is that?
She knows I'll say Dream.
I have so many channel ideas. Like we would do one where we just try to build IKEA stuff.
You sure that's not already out there? That's
go,
hilarious.
You just go buy it. Just go destroying buy a random
item. You get 2 teams or whatever, and they go out and get the same object from IKEA, and you time it. Who can put
Call
it together?
It relationship
faster.
Destroyer.
On Impractical Jokers, they always have people like that's they have these things where people put together furniture and they just like play pranks on them the whole time. Like
they do.
Oh yeah.
So okay, but so anyway, we look at these celebrity or these YouTube kids channel segments, and we pull those ideas and everything to do with YouTube monetizing and that kind of stuff. You'll see how we've interjected that into every one of our segments. Now our kids church segments are the same. We're still going to have action songs. We're going to have our offering. We're going to have our teaching lesson, birthdays and visitors, and first-time guests and stuff like that. What else am I missing here? Well, we'll still do puppets occasionally,
mm-hmm.
And you know, the same format of everything. So we're just putting a new face on each little segment, and us as individuals, some of us will be becoming more of a character, and so we have to put a real good game face on and go with that. So that's why when we start talking about these other YouTube channels and stuff, we're extracting their methods and making them our methods, but we have a different purpose. And, you know, Showstopper, overall, I want this to, like, okay, kids, you're watching YouTube, and you see these people out there, they're the celebrity. When we come and connect, I want to change that perspective. And you know, let's make somehow God's going to be the center of this, that somehow we interject what we do, that the celebrity thing is that's not where it's at, but we need to give our attention and to God.
The person's not the celebrity, but the
highway
to the celebrity or whatever. That's not the right terminology, but
we actually, there's a church devotional Bible thing on the Bible app right now, like church wide. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But there was some that was either yesterday or today. It said something about that, like praying in public. And it was talking about how you just find to pray in public if you're not trying to make yourself look good, but trying to like
that's point Pharisees. Others yeah.
to Jesus. So it's okay to be public, but
yeah, don't be a Pharisee.
Point it,
so
point it towards.
Because I wouldn't go out there, hey, I'm going to pray out in front of everybody.
And exactly.
Everybody's going to be so jealous of me. Like, right. I barely, like.
You do that nowadays, they'll cancel you in a heartbeat.
Well, I right? just wouldn't do it because, like.
Can't cancel it's me just if I'm dumb. To me.
I did it in China one time and almost got arrested.
Seriously? You was in China.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, they had underground churches and all kinds of
things. We went to a park and we prayed in the park and we had to leave because we were getting surrounded by, like,
I did not know
like,
this. Really?
Mm-hmm. We're there for.
Why have you not shared this experience with us?
That's China for you.
Yeah.
Wow. So you actually experienced it there. That's that's something you need to put
you had
in a lesson somewhere.
Bibles
come
and
send to a park near you.
You had to smuggle Bibles and suitcases.
Yeah.
And
did you get pictures or anything like that?
I have a whole book
of whenever you were praying there.
I don't think we took any pictures back.
I have a
this was before iPhone days, wasn't
pictures,
it?
It was before. But I don't, at that part.
Jeez, Travis, how old are you?
I made a whole book. I made a whole scrapbook for you.
I know, but I don't think we took any pictures at that park.
He just has pictures with Asian girls going. The majority of the pictures.
They all wanted to come up.
Doesn't that mean something totally different there, though? Or is
they
that
wanted
like
to come up to me because I'm a bigger guy, and they like, bigger people are celebrities in China, so.
Yeah,
like they came
I'm
up
big
to me
in Japan.
Like, oh, you're a big movie star, man.
Big
and they like hit my
man.
Chest and stuff. Like, okay, you want a picture?
They just got to make sure it's not like pillows
I got
or something.
Stuff to do. Like,
that's why they do that. They're just making sure it's not like pillows or stuff. Or something yeah. like
so the teaching, I found a song for the teaching segment. It's not a song for the teaching segment, but I got my idea to call our teaching segment
Showstopper.
Based on what I just know, what I just talked about, how I want to make the YouTube thing. Hey kids, let's give attention to Jesus. I know we give a lot of our time to Blippi and all these other characters on YouTube, but let's keep our main focus, not just on Sundays, but every day of our life upon God. And I think it's on the same album. And I am waiting for this. Oh, this is a video. Here it is.
Sounds like Wii Sports.
Wondering,
no, not wondering.
Is it Wii Sports?
Steal my show.
I'm still
steal
wondering.
My show.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play baseball.
That is a good song for that.
And somehow the teaching segment called Steal the Show or Steal My Show or I don't know.
Because he is a show stealer.
We need to let him take the show. This is the time where, all right, God, we hear from you.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind to have this song kind of like a little bit our introduction to our teaching segment. If you want-
I like it.
And so, yeah,
it's good because, like, I know when I go up to talk, I'm always like, I need the table. I need to get the table and get my supplies all in front of me and stuff. So,
and that song, if we play that, because every one of our segments is probably going to have some type of a short 10-15 second music intro, which that Justin, our sound guy, is going to be very busy, and we're going to have all of our stuff and your pro presenter ready to go. We'll use the same intro for our segments whenever we come up that Sunday, and when we do our lesson, whoever's teaching will be playing a segment of this right here for 30 seconds or whatever. It gives you time to get your table and your props ready, and then kind of help set the mood a little bit. All right, guys, spotlight on Jesus right now. This kind of is, this tells me how I'm feeling, and this is how I want this to happen in during our lesson time. Because before that, we are having fun. We're building up to this moment here. Okay, we've had our good times, and we've had a good offering time and game or whatever we did, and now it's time to spotlight upon Jesus. Here's the Word of God. Let's settle into this, okay? And this is what the attention really, we give our attention to, the Word of God in our life, you know, is the most important thing. So that's the core of Connect's Showstopper, or whatever we call it, that this YouTube theme that we're doing. That's what I'm going with. So, some people may not like our pop culture references because I use them a lot. It's relevant. It works. This here, I always like to use this. You guys are probably tired of me saying this. The Goliath sword parallel. David killed Goliath not with a stone. He knocked him out with a stone and sling. He killed Goliath with his own weapon. Mm-hmm. His own sword. He chopped his head off. Okay, that's how he killed his enemy. And so I like looking at what the world uses for them. I'll take that same method and use it for the glory of God and for our kids ministry. And so that's why some people think the pop culture reference parallel step is dangerous. I've done it all my life. I'm not saying it's probably not the best thing for some people's ministries to do. I'm not saying everyone needs to do it. Same for some of us. It works in certain areas and places you shouldn't do it. And I know a lot of good kids evangelists and teachers and churches that absolutely refuse to do anything pop culture related. And I totally get that. I understand it and I respect it. I don't shove this down. I just am in an environment, and I always have been, where I can utilize this, and it's effective in my ministry or where God puts me at. So it's not the same thing everyone should be doing. Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful I'm able to use it and utilize it. And so that's probably goes with the Kidman identity thing in a way,
yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm doing this. And it's why I like doing this part. So there's that. So let's go in and talk about our segments that we're doing and our characters. Travis, Alexa, you guys have some characters. Why don't you tell us what you're working on?
Go ahead, Alexa.
I'm not sold on the name, but... So I'm kind of going to do like a JoJo Siwa type.
Hey, guys,
it's me, JoJo.
Now, will you talk like that?
I'm not. Yeah.
No, you would?
I will. I'm actually looking up sequin jackets currently. That's what I'm trying to find.
Can your voice hold out for that?
In the back. Hopefully. Hey, guys, it's me, JoJo. I'm not going to be JoJo. I don't know if Yo-Yo is too close to JoJo, because she's kind of controversial right now.
She's the worst.
She's canceled.
But that whole character though, that's a popular character on YouTube, is like
girl
with a big bow and any kind of girl like that. So
yeah, the sequins.
Big bow. I have a big bow. I actually already have JoJo bows because at school sometimes we do those days and I have a big like donut one and all kinds of
things. Now when your character shows up and we've yet pinned down a name for you.
Do Yo-Yo Yahweh.
And you're like, nah, right now you're kind of feeling...
I don't know. Maybe it's too close to the same thing, so I don't know.
Well, isn't that the point, that you want to kind of keep it close to the same
thing? Yeah, but she's kind of controversial right now.
She is. True. And that's a good...
to her.
I'm glad you brought that, because that it's a legitimate thing to bring about when we build something like this, and you start this, and all of a sudden this stuff comes out about JoJo, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, geez.
You got
to
be careful.
It kind of ruins the taste in your mouth of what you was trying to do.
Right.
You want to reinvent the character without promoting
and bring it back.
I want
bring it back to
I want
God.
The
yeah,
glitzy
bring it back.
And the bows, yeah. and I want ideas, that yeah. part of it, but
you don't
not want
to promote them.
Right.
You want to promote God.
Thank
so,
you.
So, could I,
that's
what about
a good
like,
point. We don't want, yeah.
Glitzier. Be like
just do one word, glitzy.
Glitzy.
Glitzy. Just for talking sakes today, glitter. You're going to call it glitzy. No, we hate glitter.
I hate glitter. Glitzy, though. But I did find the sequin jacket with a big unicorn on the back that I'm pretty excited about. And then that way I can just put the jacket on for kid service and take it off.
Now, your character is going to be used in any segment, right? So
I
if
guess.
You're doing
I'm,
the games,
yeah,
or,
I haven't quite
or do you
it
want,
out.
Or do you want to do, you want to specialize in a certain segment?
I mean, if there is one. Okay. I could just be the hype man and just skip around the room all the whole time.
Something like that.
Crowd control, skip around. Around.
It'd be good being costume all the time because it just is. I think if we show up more in our costumes more,
right.
this is going to really help change the element of our atmosphere.
Staying in depends on the costume, especially with the new service schedule coming up.
Well, I mean, no,
well, that's
we,
why
you're
gonna go we would be bringing.
No,
I'm just getting a jacket,
change of clothes.
Yeah, we're bringing change of clothes.
Yeah, I'm just getting a jacket, and the bows come out.
So I just come in like with like you know Minecraft skin? Is that what I do? I just like big box head and stuff like
now,
that.
You don't have. You could be in a sound booth. You're kind of optional. All of us have to do a costume. I'm basically talking about.
I'm saying that you can just pre-record it. Like,
no, it was just a joke. I might actually be as serious.
No, we need Justin to be like a DJ. You know how like some DJs have like those big things on their heads?
Yeah, the big astronaut helmet.
Yeah, can we get a
like Daft Punk?
Helmet? Yeah.
How about I get like a Minecraft head and then I just
Minecraft
put like headphones
yes.
inside
yes.
of the head and that just
yes.
yeah, that's perfect.
And make the face of it like a visor
It'd
so you can actually see through
draft
it.
Draft skunk.
Yeah. I'll take my
draft skunk.
I'll actually use my actual Minecraft skin in Minecraft punk. And I'll just make a head out of it.
There you go.
Yeah, we can find you a Minecraft block helmet.
It doesn't really have to be a helmet. It can really just be like.
Do they make like cardboard ones?
Like a piece of
I'm sure
foam board? Just a piece of foam board with his face
yeah.
on it and just kind of like.
If I was going to use a skin, I'd use my skin. Just put it up.
So, okay. Anyway, we've got. So when Alexa does glitzy or whatever, mm-hmm. is that right?
I guess, is that good?
I like that.
Glitzy
I think it's
glitzy
is better.
I think
it's catchy.
I think that they'll know who it is.
Right. Without having to.
Without being like.
Could be
like
glitzy
I was
glamour.
Gonna be
glitzy glamour.
Glitzy glamour.
Glamour.
Glamour. A little bit of French sway on it.
Get the French out of your
glamour,
mouth.
Glamour.
And so. yeah. Now, when we do our characters, we can
even
adapt.
Do
After
now
this
that I'm
is
thinking
done,
about it,
you guys are probably going to need therapy,
yeah, probably.
Because you're going to be so into your characters.
Yeah. We're going to be
year.
Like going up to normal people. Hey guys,
you're going to be like Michael B. Jordan when he played.
Get the thought out.
What did he play?
Creed.
No, it was Black Panther.
When
he was
adversary of Black
the bad
Panther.
Guy,
yeah,
he needed like therapy because he isolated himself.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, when they do acting, this is actual truth. They teach you become character 12 feet before you walk onto this platform or stage. And when you exit your scene, you're still in character for another 12 feet.
It's like you're walking into work.
Heath Ledger was, man.
Yeah.
He became
that.
The Joker.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever segment we're doing, we can be that character in that segment. But now my character is going to have a special segment, but it's. That I'm going to be consistent with, but still, if my character teaches, I can teach, or I can do the game or whatever. It doesn't matter. So, as far as each character having a specialized segment itself is not really required, but it's an option for us to take advantage of, and I'll get to mine in a minute. So, Exa, anything else on your character on Glitzy or?
I'm just looking now. Like there are some things like I could do like a favorite or best of type thing maybe for the like product review. Because I'm thinking now that it's like Glamore, I could even do like I'm not good at hair, but like some kind of.
Every so often, like yeah, like the girls. Girls are like we got a lot of girls in there.
Yeah, something. I could even do these are my favorite
crafts.
Yeah,
a craft.
Glitzy? With glitter.
Glitter.
No. Glitter crafts.
There we go.
And glitzy. Then you guys kick me out.
No.
Like, not again, glitzy.
Oh, and I want to
yeah, that could be, not again, glitzy.
And now we're going to do a glitter craft, and then that's when I leave.
Like, there we go.
And then, like, somebody else just kind of gets
yeah.
that cane, gets the,
yeah,
the shepherd's like, cane and just yanks
no
her
glitter.
Off.
The big giant gorilla hand pulls you off stage.
But technical gift difficulties get thrown on the screen
at the end of every segment, no matter what you do. Okay, let's do a glitter craft. You need to make that your tagline. Yeah. Yeah. And like, no, that's enough.
And then I need to get like some big jars of glitter and like bring it on. Like, guys, we're gonna, and then like pull me out every time.
Project.
Not again, glitchy.
And I want to interject this too. I should have said this at the very beginning, but Bruce, he's our announcer, and we will have a space set aside for him, a backdrop and a camera just for him. He will actually introduce each segment of our characters. So after we're done with our action songs, the camera actually goes to him, and he announces to everyone, and now it's time for such and such, and here's Glitzy, and let's give her a round of applause, and just like a little TV show type thing where we have an announcer.
It's like the Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show.
Yeah. Oh, that variety.
See, I don't even know the Amanda Show.
Wasn't that some of it was on, like, they tried to do online stuff, too?
Yeah, because there were, like, videos that would pop up.
It was, like, a website that they had, too?
Yeah, AmandaPlease.com.
Amanda Please.
And it was real.
Amanda Please.
So it's more like a variety show.
I never got to, like, meet her.
It is like a variety
show. I never knew that she was Amanda.
See, I've never seen this. No, I've never seen the show.
It could also be like iCarly.
There's like cartoons and stuff. Yeah.
It's like skits and stuff. They just did different segments of random stuff. And Amanda.
Random dancing.
She was like in every one of them, but like a different character.
Can I just do
that? It was like all that. It was like all that, but like.
I'll just do the Outdoor Man podcast.
So they're the Outdoor Man, the Outdoor Man vlog. So the. There's another spot for somebody. They could actually be adaptive to any
scene. Out the dancing lobster.
Yeah.
So Bruce will be actually introducing each of our segments. And so that's a little bit of a time allowment there we have to do. But it also is good to help fill in dead space.
Mm-hmm. Streaker.
So
what? No.
With clothes on. What do you guys do?
I think we need
experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What?
I said with
clothes on?
After the fact.
But that doesn't make... So someone just runs in front?
That wasn't done talking.
So someone just runs in front of her?
Like, those people at football games that just kind of run across the field with a flag.
Have somebody run in and then like... Just trying to get them.
It'll be me with glitter.
I really have to struggle if I need to cut that out of the podcast or not, for real. So
I'll be running with the glitter.
Edit.
That's for
you.
Maybe that would have been presented a little bit differently.
You didn't let me finish.
Maybe with our...
You preconceived what I was going to say.
No, you said
Well, you set us
and
up
then
on
you
that.
Waited.
Okay, don't Freaker, use big words to, like, clothes. Justify your wrong.
No, maybe with our inflatable costumes that we have, like the T-Rex and the minion... not the minions,
Wacky,
but
waving,
the...
inflatable
Toy Story aliens. We have inflatable costumes. Maybe have a guy just run in there in the middle of something
that's
with that.
That's what you meant, right?
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
That just some.
We have all those inflatable characters.
You need
what
a separate character that just goes in there. Not
we
like
have
a
the perfect
just a
sound
person.
Clip
they don't
for
know
it.
Who it is. Like Johnny Evanto. do somebody that's just random, and they have no idea who it is. Never tell.
They just kind of wander in there,
and they don't even know what they're doing. Well,
and all the adults.
I feel like Travis needs to be that character, though. Real talk.
No, Travis is the main.
Just like
Travis
run around.
Is a staple.
And all
no,
the
Jared's
it has to be someone from the outside.
Jared, why isn't you? Why don't you? Then
I'm busy. Guys.
All the adults.
Jared just runs into the Kinect room and just goes, "Get out!" and then just runs away.
All the adults don't pretend that they see him.
You should just pull a Creed Brad.
The guy just goes right up to the wall.
It's Creed Brad.
Just walk, just run in and just smack somebody upside the head. And then run out.
Oh, my. How to recover from this one.
Slap dash.
Yeah, there's our new slap dash.
Jared's smacking somebody on the head and running away.
Yep.
Which kid is it today?
It's a whole another version of Russian roulette.
A whole new meaning of slapdash. Yeah. Yeah. So it went downhill.
Next on the news, a kid ministry slapping their kids.
It's not even the kid minister.
Cancel.
It's another random guy.
Random.
So let's try to recoup here and let's go to Travis. Let's go through your two or three characters.
All right. I have Trippy.
Mm-hmm. Trippy.
I don't know
Trippy
if
Trav.
I should say Trippy.
Trav. I think it should be Trippy Trav.
Because of my other characters.
You need a record scratch on that. Trippy Trav.
That was good. DJ Trippy like Trav. That gave me chills.
And then Tricky Trav, which is I just do like magic tricks that don't work.
Yes. Failed magic trick.
Like you're smoking coin.
Stop.
That wasn't supposed to be
too soon.
Too soon.
Travis did one time, we had a talent show, and Travis did a whole bit of like magic tricks that didn't work, and it was the funniest thing. Like he had a whole like 15 minutes.
I didn't win because I was hosting. It was just like an after thing. So
you have to do magic tricks that are very obvious that you failed.
Right.
Like, that's I'm going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and there's nothing in there. And
you
it's
pulled
just
a dub out of it.
You did
one
with, like, just hockey. You did, like, a hockey thing, too, didn't you? Huh? Like, you did, like, a hockey thing. You did all kinds of stuff
hockey
with it.
Thing. Oh, well, that
wooden thing you built.
That was a game.
So, tricks that are very obvious. I'm eating my Kudos bar here. That obviously that kids are expecting to happen. They know it's about to happen, and it doesn't happen. And it fails up, and they laugh at you.
Yeah. I did it. But then meanwhile, you're doing something else that does work.
Are you talking about the banana trick?
We did a trick. No, actually two of them we did. There was two tricks that we did that, yes, they were intentionally go wrong in their comedy. And one has to do with a real banana. And that one actually
I remember the one time that backfired. It was hilarious.
That was even funnier. Everyone thought it was part of the gig, and it like was not. And it was supposed to be a mistake, mishap, magic trick on purpose, but it backfired and actually went wrong.
Like it went right? Or it went wrong?
To them, everyone thought it was a great comedy.
So the thing is, he's supposed to be, it's the magic trick of the disappearing bandana.
Bandana.
But instead of a bandana in his kit, there was a banana. And he's like, wait a second. No, I got the wrong stuff. So he goes through the trick with a banana instead of a bandana. And at the end, he's putting the bandana banana inside of
a big
handkerchief or something
like a big square
blanket.
Cloth. Yeah.
And he's supposed to fling it out and the banana bandana's gone. But one time it did not work. And the banana went all over one of the preachers, all over his nice suit. I mean, went everywhere over him.
What it is.
Hilarious.
If y'all know what a tape cassette is, this is how old this is. I open up this new magic trick in front of everybody. This is the routine. And I open up this box, and it has this tape cassette in there. It has you play a tape cassette, and it tells you, it has the instructions on how to do it. So in front of everybody, I'm going to practice my new skit with you guys, and I turn it into a CD. And so Taylor would play the part of the instructions, and it tells you step by step what to do. And it tells you you're supposed to hide this bandana inside this big square cloth. And inside the box comes a banana, a real banana. And I'm looking at the banana and getting confused between that and bandana. And I'm like, it tells you, put the bandana inside the cloth and fold it up. Now fold it again. So I actually put a real banana inside this cloth.
You're like smushing it?
I'm smushing a banana. And that's what everyone's laughing.
The funniest part is they said, now palm the bandana in your left hand. He's like, oh, this isn't obvious at all. Like it's just oozing out the side. He's just like, can y'all see it? Oh, it was hilarious.
And so the trick was you're supposed to make this banana disappear inside this big square cloth. And so this big cloth actually has a secret pocket in it where you actually put it in there and you do actually make it disappear.
Okay.
I goofed up because I missed the pocket. So I'm squishing this banana inside this cloth the whole time. And for the big reveal, The tape cassette says, now take your bandana or your cloth and take it by the two corners and fling it open in front of the audience to show that the bandana is gone. Well, I do that, and out comes a squished banana all over this pastor in the front row, splat all
How'd
over
you
him.
Recover from that?
And I wish I had a picture of my face.
His face. He turned like ghost white, hurries up and runs and gets paper towels, and he's trying to clean this guy's suit. He is cracking up.
Everybody's lost it. They loved it.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, it was actually supposed to disappear. I'm so sorry. And the guy was like, it's fine.
The whole buildup to it was, the thing was, the perspective of the audience was like, they was watching this happen. They knew the banana was going to fly out. But I was going to get him by it vanishing.
Not
fine.
So in other words, you need to model your character off of that experience.
No, I'm just getting that. That's one. I can give that to you. That you can try that.
I want
to
do more like that, too.
The other one. But the other one was the prediction with the balloons. Because I'd have a kid come up and take a balloon out of this mixed balloon bag, and I had to predict the color that they picked out.
Oh, okay.
And when I predicted, I said, I'm going to get it the very first try, I got it wrong. And I kept getting it wrong. I kept
getting it wrong. Is that on purpose?
Yes.
You're supposed to not get it right?
And then at the very end,
Okay, I give up. I go to another magic trick, and I reveal a full inflated balloon matching the color the kid picked.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
A good recovery.
Yes,
so,
I remember
all right,
that now.
I think I chased a rabbit. Travis.
Back into the hat.
Tricky Trav and...
Trippy Trav.
Trippy Trav.
And then I also have secondhand news anchor, where I'm going to report news from the Bible that's not quite right.
This is CNN.
Something like this.
Hey, love!
Wait. What? Oh. This is SND.
I thought we'd bring back a character that we use for the quarantine videos.
Uh-huh.
Earl Turlet.
The news reporter, Earl.
Earl Turlet.
Earl. Oh, is that my cue? Yeah. Will that be on your intro? Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Turlet. What make this sound an intro?
It's not Turlet. It's pronounced, it's T-U-R-L-E-T. Turlet.
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 Earl Turlet.
So we'll have this newsflash intro.
Turlet.
And that'll be your intro, this newsflash intro, and we'll have a voiceover on it, and then at the end it'll do that. Huh? Earl Turlet.
Yeah, and Alexa can be my co-anchor that corrects all of my...
Doreen
kind of smells.
Kind of smells.
She's my news anchor. my assistant news anchor that corrects every news story.
Now, Doreen, you'll have to be like a news anchor. You'll be dressed up.
You should give us an example. Like, I have a new story that you can mess up.
I can't think of anything right now.
Come on.
It's about Noah's Ark or something.
Yeah, Noah's Ark. How, I don't know. What could you mess up?
Oh, my God.
So many facts about it.
I know.
Improv. Come on.
Instead of gopher wood, use, like, another animal wood.
Moses and the...
1-800 gopher wood.
And his ark.
Moses and the lion's den.
Got it. 84 lemons.
Just, like, mix them up, like, really hardcore.
So, and God told Moses, build a big boat out of beaver's wood.
Out of beavers.
Now,
out of beavers. Out of beaver fur.
Have your beavers build the ark.
Three of each animal.
Make two beavers build an ark out of their fur.
For all seven, for only seven
Have
animals.
Have them do it.
Have them do it.
Let the ark be 7,000 hoof prints long.
Right. I feel like it needs to be like, what's that, like the riff tracks or whatever you've been...
Yeah,
riff. Like a riff track, we need to have like the actual video of like this behind it, like as he's... yeah. Like cartoon
so,
videos of the...
And now our characters will not be out every week. These characters will come out sporadically. You know, some will be out every week, but
they have to quarantine so often.
Yes, it'll be a scheduling. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big deal. Sound booth is going to be a good.
My character's going to be every week.
Yeah, Taylor's is every week because she's action song. So, what?
I don't know.
You still don't have your character name yet?
I don't have a name yet, Taylor. But I do. Well, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do. So, since I'm going to be doing like action songs, I thought about like doing like a Wiggles character, called like a. I was thinking about like something with Jot and Tittle, but I don't know if that'll.
Some wiggles. I like
a jiggle.
Fruit salad.
Giggle.
Yummy, yummy.
Amanda just asked about fruit salad. Yes.
I remember me and it's my like brother.
But I also seen this one YouTube channel for kids. It's called Jump Party. And all the women in the, there's like four people. There's two guys and two girls. And the girls are always in tutus and colorful shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I can wear a tutu. Yeah. I can wear a colorful shirt.
That should be your name of your character. For like, it's like four.
What we call the action song? I mean, she said jump. What about Praise Party? The Praise Party segment.
C-Lo.
Or sign for Praise Party with
4-4.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever your name's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we had anything for that. So.
Well, put down Praise Party as for an easy starter.
Praise Party.
Praise Party for the worship action song segment, and then
Praise Pit.
And then we need we've done Praise Pits before, and then we just need your character name, and you got your costume coming up, working
on. I'm just gonna be doing tutus,
and then
tutus and Converses.
Converse, there we go. Yep. And then that'd Tricky Trav.
That might be
Trippy Trav. What's Trippy Trav going to do?
Trip
everywhere
all the time.
Pretty self.
He just messes everything up.
He's going to have a silly hat and just come
so
in.
So, what you're just going to be all three of the Stooges in one?
No, wait. Are you this guy that Jared was referring to earlier? Of just coming in every so often and just tripping up
I
stuff?
I can do that.
Kind of like a crowd.
Just have like two security guards chase you down each time.
Not like every. Not
they,
like,
but they get him like that.
Not like every Sunday, just randomly.
And you got to do it times. Like, there's got to be like a malicious intent to some degree. Like,
he's trying to open up. Glitzy's glitter.
Oh, he tries to assist.
We can be like crowd control.
He tries to assist whoever's doing the show at the time. He's like, segment, and he's not supposed
he's
to.
Like a,
he's yeah. like coming out there like, doing like
he's super helpful
during the praise party.
I'm super
he should
helpful.
Be super helpful.
You just steal
but
somebody's
super
microphone and just start singing a random song as like, you run around.
He's like, hey, I'll help, and then we're like, no,
or
trippy,
he tries to steal a show.
We don't need your help.
Yeah, there we go.
Go up there doing an action song. He's doing action.
If it's gonna be like a villain like that steals the show, then you need to like have like a funny villain name like Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Or whatever his name was from Phoenix and Ferb. You can't come up with something like that. Weird.
But I feel like Trippy could be.
Yeah. Have like a little jingle, yeah.
I feel like Trippy could be a nice
that would
villain,
be
like
awesome,
like the anti. Like he's not trying to be a villain. He's just he really wants to help, but he's just so it ruins.
Yeah, why don't
you we just name him Travis Johnson? Then.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
So he's kind of, Trippy will be kind of like a novelty character coming in, just that, okay.
You never know when Trippy's coming around.
Yeah, I got to watch out. So you might be doing two costumes in a day then.
We got to get you a jingle for that.
So, now he won't have a jingle, he just kind of shows up.
What's the Blippi thing? Does Blippi have a jingle?
If it's,
sometimes
like,
you want to shout,
never mind.
Makes me want to shout Blippi!
Yeah. Sometimes he makes you want to shout.
All right, I'm gonna we'll do this. We'll do this on another podcast because we have to go through and how we do our YouTube, the monetizing and that kind of stuff.
Stay tuned
because we have to do a part two because we're running out. My character is going to be an Indiana Jones archaeologist type character, and I'm going to specialize in unboxing, and mine can be like a small 3-5 minute segment, or it can be a lesson, so I can actually unbox something. And I'm gonna always try to refer to something back, like a legitimate, you know, historical Bible, ancient piece of
cool.
Your
something
name,
I find.
The name? Have you decided on name? Because
Ethan,
didn't you have one?
Put a bunch on there.
We said Wisconsin.
I thought of one. Now one of them was actually one that Ethan submitted, but I was gonna go a little bit like he said artifact.
Yeah.
But
artifact, yes.
Art is actually like a shortened version of
Artemis.
Arturo, which
Arturo? What now?
Arturo, A R T U R O.
It's a Spanish name.
Yeah, it's a Spanish name. I actually had a really good buddy of mine in the Navy. Yeah. His name was Art. We always called him Art, but his name was Arturo. So Arturo Facts or something like that.
We did a think tank on our messenger team, and he had RT. Facts, A-R-T-Y, facts as the name. History, Hester, meh. And then he had Artifacts Jack. I like that one.
I like Archaeologist.
And yes, he also had, Taylor said Indiana Bones. Indiana Rob Bones. Graver, catchphrase, can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
So can you dig it will still be my subline. So it could be Artifacts Jack, can you dig it? Segment. So, and what else did you say, Taylor?
Well, I said Ace Adventurer.
Ace Adventurer. Adventurer. I can't even say it.
Adventurer.
Adventurer.
Say that one.
Like you're an adventurist. Another name was Archaeologist.
I love that one. Archaeologist.
I want to do a character one time come in and his name is Patrick Fitzgerald, and then the next time comes in, his name is Gerald Fitzpatrick.
He catches it.
Yeah.
Taylor, you had some other names on there, too.
I know.
But none of them caught to you?
None of them caught to
me. Okay. All right. We won't go there.
I mean, you can read them off.
They had Praising Paula, Jumping Janice, Moving Molly. It's good think tank fodder to work with. Wanda Worships, Daisy Dances.
I got one.
Yes.
Cuba Grooving Jr.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Why?
Stop trying to make Cuba Gooding Jr. happen.
Why?
It's not going to happen.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
We'll get more of the details of our segments and how we're YouTubing this thing. So on another segment. Oh, here we go with the yawns again. Jeez. All right. Let's take a break real quick. Okay, it's time to do our toy box where we kind of open up and do other stuff here. So, hey, Gus, if you would do the toy box intro for us, please. Thank you.
It's not because the podcast, right? It's the time. We all lost an hour of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
great. Don't take it personal. I got to bed early.
That was good.
Oh, that was a low one.
Is it plugged in all the way?
That's what it is. There he goes. All right. That's our Dean scream right there. Okay. Toy box. Who's got something to go with first here? Who's got what?
Dunkin' Donuts. Great coffee.
I did try the new
Charlie.
Oh, I have never seen it called Charlie.
It is called Charlie.
So went on the board. I said I want to try your new iced cold brew dark coffee drink foam.
Yep.
And so you want the Charlie. I said, well, whatever you call
it. It's called the Charlie.
So it's called the Charlie because it got viral off of TikTok by a girl named Charlie. She made this coffee and everyone went absolutely nuts over it. And Duncan was like, we'll take it. And so they started the Charlie.
Yep, it's called the Charlie. And it's really good.
Fun fact.
Probably going to go.
I'll call it a Charlie. I don't care.
I'll be fun facts, Jack.
I mean, honestly, it honestly to me it reminds me a lot of a cloud macchiato to a degree,
but better.
You know, but I think it's honestly, I just think it tastes like way better.
Fine, go get me one.
Hey, I'll go to Dunkin' with you after this and go get it.
$3 for a medium right now.
Yeah, it's actually cheaper to get a medium than a small. Yeah. For the record. But
so a small also, is $3.59.
Don't go to the
$3.
One next to the hospital. I don't know why, but for some reason they don't do like the sprinkle on the top of the foam.
What if I want extra foam? Do I say extra Charlie?
You know, we have a Dunkin' Donuts up here by the church now, the new exit.
That's
the one
he says go to. They do it better.
Yeah, go to the one right here, this new one. For some reason, they whoever's making it, they're
true.
Charlie's making it trouble. Charlie might be there specifically making it.
You know what? Amanda went to the one up the new one and she said they were terrible.
Yeah, she said her bagel was burnt.
She didn't get a good bagel.
Maybe it was just like a bad
one.
Maybe it's just because it's Dunkin' Donuts.
Bad goal.
Maybe it's just a random one because I've had nothing but good. Matter of fact, the other one is the one I've been having some.
Dunkin' Donuts is not my choice. But when they come up a new drink, I go try it. And this ice cold brew.
I think it just comes down to a personal preference.
I was impressed.
Yeah, it's personal.
If I go and I order that thing and they say, do you want the Charlie? And I'll say no. I want what I ordered. I said what I said. I said what I meant. Give me that. I don't want no one named Charlie in my car.
I guess it's just a personal preference then because there's people who are hardcore coffee fanatics and you got this massive debate as what they like more.
I'll drink anything.
It's coffee. I'll drink it. If it tastes like...
I mean, there's certain ones
I
prefer.
If it's coffee-flavored cream in your case.
It's coffee-flavored cream and sugar.
Yes, I agree.
There you go. All right.
With extra Charlie.
I think the only coffee brand that everybody will probably agree on is Black Jar. Everything else, there's a debate on.
That comes up in every conversation anymore.
It sells K-Cups.
It has the best flavor. It has the best flavor overall. K-Cup ruins
it,
though.
I quit K-Cups.
They just don't taste
good. Just get reusable K-Cups, Jared, and get some Black Jar Coffee.
You
have those.
But I couldn't put it in that, could I?
Made for that.
Yeah, it's like a strainer.
You get a reusable K-Cup.
Now, some of these Keurig machines or whatever you call them, sometimes they got those little sensors in there, and they're very proprietary about what you put in there.
Right.
So unless they actually make their own reusable K-Cup, the chances are if you put just a third-hand one in there, it's going to say, this is not suitable for this. And it's like, man, just brew the coffee.
It, says it.
It does. It'll sense that it's not a foil-top K-Cup, and it will not let you use it.
Just send the water through. Come on.
So, exactly. So, all right.
And that's when you take a K-Cup that you put in there, clean it out really good, and then put the filter in there.
And turn it sideways.
Quit using your logic against it. Okay?
Reuse a K-Cup, basically.
You make yourself your own reusable K-Cup.
Yep. Just put your own little piece of new foil on top of it, fresh coffee in it, and there you go. Boom. Problem solved.
There you go, Jared.
Brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com.
I choose the bathroom.
Well, Travis, don't do it here, please.
So random.
Well, no, he says that because of the coffee.
Oh, God. Okay. That one went over my head.
Yes, it did.
I do want to bring this up. This is just a random thought here about creativity and toys. It's simple toys versus complex toys. And I pick up on this every time I take Justice out shopping. And this happened yesterday again to me. And he's 2 years old, and we go toy shopping. And, of course, his thing is dinosaurs.
Dinos.
Dinos.
No, it's dinos. There's dinos. An L in there.
I never hear the L.
He goes dinos.
Dinos. And so almost every other toy aisle, there's some type of a form of a dinosaur toy in there, you know, different ages and stuff like that. And I know that the real Jurassic Park toy is at the very last aisle. So we say that for last. And I know he's going to want to pick one out of there because the dinosaur toys look real. Their eyes light up. They make sounds. They swoosh their tail. Their mouths open and close. And got all the bells and whistles to it.
And they cost $100.
And they cost $100.
Spare no expense.
And so I'm prepping for this, you know, on the way through there. And we start with the little toddlers' toys and work our way up. And we're going through, picking out the dinosaurs, looking at them. And early on, he finds the Paw Patrol version. It's a little Paw Patrol dog, and he has a pet dinosaur with him. And this dinosaur is just simple. He's just, you know, looks cartoonish. He's bright yellow. He stands up, and if you just tilt him, his mouth opens up, but that's it. You know, he's just a real simple dinosaur toy. And he grabs that thing, and we show it to him, and he likes it. And he proceeds to set it down inside the cart. I said, okay, let's put it in there, and let's shop some more, and we'll decide at the end which one you like best. And we work all the way up to probably three or four different phases of dinosaurs from there. That each quality keeps getting better and better and better. And we get to the big Jurassic Park dinosaurs. They have the complex toys where they're making noises and they look real and they're bigger. That looks just like the one in the movie.
And they actually eat animals.
And they eat other animals. And so he's enthralled by it. He loves it, but he doesn't pull one to the shelf or off the shelf into the cart. And he likes
his Paw Patrol one.
And he likes his Paw Patrol one. And so I found that very interesting. And because I kept saying, I kind of wanted to go ahead and buy a $20 Jurassic Park one or a $30. I didn't want to go $50, but, you know, I was willing to go that far with him. I thought he was going to take it because this one roars and you can switch his tail and it's got all the stuff to it. And he passes that up for this simple toy. And I remember as a kid, and I see this in kids still today, if you have a simple toy, do you realize how much creativity and imagination that spawns into a child?
Yep. Yeah.
And when you give them when these complex toys, now that turns into a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
That's all it's doing. So, this showed all the way through the toy aisles because there was toddler toys that were very basic building blocks and simple toys that don't do a whole lot, but they look nice. And then on the opposite side of the aisle for the same age, you had these digital robotic toys that do flips and light up and talk to you and engage to you, which I'm sure there's learning and neat things to get from all that stuff. But when it comes to a child's creativity and imagination, I think when you have something that's kind of simple and limited, I was the same way. The green little plastic soldiers that just stand there, yeah. That, you know, I had so much imagination with them things. And because they wouldn't move around, and as a child, I wanted the G.I. Joes that had maneuverable arms and everything, weapons.
I had a lot of those.
I wanted those. But still, I generated creativity with the simplest things. And so it was just something, an epiphany that I thought was just pretty amazing. It's just something real about our kids today. It's still.
Well, I've met Justice, and he likes to make the dinosaur noises himself.
Yeah. That's true. We have a living dinosaur.
Yeah, we don't have a son. We don't have two kids anymore. We have a son and a dinosaur.
It's like even now the Matchbox cars.
Yeah,
like I would pick a Matchbox car 17 over like
It's like the episode of The Office where Dwight, you know, creates his own daycare inside of the office, and he's got the imagination station filled with plastic forks and knives, and he goes, "This is not just a fork and a knife; it's Mr. Fork and Lieutenant."
They turn off the lights,
and then Forky,
and then the soy sauce bag, and he was goodness. Like, "Oh, that I'm so have
been
embarrassed.
In there. I'm embarrassed. That shouldn't have been in there. Oh, don't beat yourself up."
But then Toy Story did Forky, so I mean,
yeah,
they stole that
exactly. So that's a copyright infringement right there. So, but yeah, you're right, Travis. He likes to do the roar a lot, and that's his imagination, his creativity coming out. So he would like to do that himself rather than the. Not that he doesn't like the ones that do roars.
Sometimes he's going to grow up and forget
he
how to do it.
He communicates them with them.
Yes,
he has a dinosaur,
and that
roars
actually
and
took
back.
On a whole new level. I'll share with you. It he actually wants me to use that puppet to talk with, and he listens to that little dinosaur talk. Like
oh
a puppet, more than he listens to me. He'll hand it to me. I picked up on a signal yesterday. When I started that, I thought, oh, God, I started something. Because he liked it. I was talking to the dinosaur, and he hands it to me, and he wants me to start talking to him with it. So there's that. The yellow one.
Maybe we can get him potty trained through a talking dinosaur.
Exactly. So if he hands you the yellow dinosaur he has now, he wants you to talk through it and move his tail, and it'll move his mouth like a little puppet. And he'll watch that dinosaur, and he'll communicate with you. So, all right.
Communicating.
Keep
it simple. It's simple, stupid.
Yes, thank you. Anything
That's
else?
Not very nice.
We're going to go to Podjinx real quick.
Let's get it, girl.
Let's go to Podjinx.
Real quick. Double time.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Podjinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Let me open my tin can.
What's
Manamana.
The can say?
I know.
Manamana. There you go. I got you something.
This thing on. All right.
We're not ready yet, Trav.
Come on, we need to get through this song ASAP as possible.
As ASAP. Popple.
Are you
popple,
ready?
Popple.
Double time, twice as fast.
All right. 50 jokes that are cheesier than a dairy farm. Family-friendly cheesy jokes smell like dairy air. It's a moot point. All right. Oh, I got to cover up the answer. My hands. Hold on. Okay. I want to try to answer it with you.
We need a list of the 14,000 cheese.
I know, right?
Yes.
Right, here, let me get something.
Yeah. We need a cheese list.
Pull up the list of cheeses.
Wait, let the kids come in first, Travis. Okay. Tell the kids to get in here.
Come on, kids, bring in your cheeses.
I was supposed to print them, I'm sorry.
Oh, we forgot to tell Jared about our idea for, we need a cheese expert for the church.
No, I listened.
Church. Did you? Mm-hmm. You heard the cheeses and cheese?
Do you know of anybody?
Cheese connoisseur.
Nope.
Yeah. We're not refined enough.
I know it.
Are you ready?
Are you on cheese.com?
You have the list of cheeses.
Have Beverly put in the church bulletin.
I am.
You have the royal list of cheeses.
Yes.
Why was the cheesemonger lopsided?
Cheesemonger. Oh, word. What?
Yeah.
Because he was backed up.
Probably.
I feel like I come up with better answers.
Backed? Leaning sideways? Lopsided.
Why was the cheesemonger lopsided?
Cheesemonger like likes cheese?
Like sells? I don't know.
I'm lost on this one.
There's a monger.
Just scroll through all the different cheese names.
What is a monger?
That makes sense.
Barely knew it.
You're like a glutton for something. Like, so he probably likes a lot of cheese.
Marble.
He can't control himself.
He had visited the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
No.
Queso? No. Talking about queso?
No. He only had one Stilton.
Is it really?
Yeah. What?
Did you just
I'm literally sitting on that one. I'm trying to figure out how to make it into a joke. Stilton was the one I was looking at.
Lopsided, you only had one. Is that a cheese?
Yeah, it's an actual cheese. It's can only be produced in 3 counties of I'm want to pretend to yeah, nope, never mind. I'm not going to try to pronounce those names.
Do you remember on the Goofy movie where he asked the Cheese Whiz and he goes, "Look, it's so the Leaning Tower of Cheese."
It's made from pasteurized goat milk.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
Uh-huh. So we used to do pop physics. Maybe we need to start doing cheese tasting.
Oh no!
Different types.
That's a good idea.
We're not ready for
There's
that
this
cheese.
Place in Amish country
you
that
know,
has.
You know how much how expensive
Ooh,
it's going to get to import
country.
That.
Eat a lot of cheese.
Careful going Amish country. You got the Amish flu going around.
Oh, I hate this joke. You make it daily, too. Because I always say something about Amish.
I don't know if Jared's heard my joke about the Amish flu. Have you heard my joke about the Amish flu?
No, but I don't want to hear it.
All right, next. What kind of cheese do horror movie fans like?
Scream cheese.
I think it's
scream cheese.
Scream cheese. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See,
that's
what
that could be. I think
that if it's
works.
Not, then it's wrong.
Parmesan.
Ah! Oh. You got me. Scared me.
Gouda. So I think everyone's guessing cream cheese. That, I think that's going to be it.
Ghost pepper cheese.
What about provolone?
What about Hong Kong Fu?
Stop!
All right, what's the answer?
What kind of cheese do horror movie fans like? Parmesan. Oh, no. No. Gorgonzola.
Oh, I think cream cheese is better.
Cream cheese.
Gorgonzola.
I actually did see that one. I passed it up, but I didn't make that connection. It's produced in northern Italy in Lombardy region.
Justin is
region.
Going to be our cheese connoisseur.
Cheese start bringing us cheese, Justin. It's creamy, rich, tangy, and named after the town of Gorgonzola.
You know what? Prove it. Put your cheese where my mouth is.
Gus, strike out the band.
Come on, kids.
Welcome to the S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast.
Thank you.
Glad you're with us here today. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. The only podcast on that podcast dial. No mask required. Listen, visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social media links are there for Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, but not on Twitter.
Check the roadhouse.
No. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share. As I go through our list here, to my left is Travis and Alexa Johnson. Everyone, give them a round of applause. You will find our podcast at local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold. But not at
Golden Corral.
Never at Golden Corral. Weather and traffic every 14 on the 32s with Bob and S&D Skyjet.
Hey, Bob!
And there he goes. And to my right, please welcome Justin and Taylor Benz, everybody. Playing the fine polka dot music you hear today is Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band. Let's give a round of applause for them today. So faithful every time we're here. Right now, the lines are open. All you need to do is dial or text the number 9 with your question or comment. We'll get you right in on here. Do we have anyone online today? I'm holding for a get on. Taylor, Alexa, anybody?
I think they're all online at Blaze Pizza.
All right. Yeah, they're probably at Blaze Pizza for Pie Day, getting a pizza today. Stay tuned for the All Request Hour coming up later, where we have deep cuts and no hits. But here we are now, and we have one more thing. We have to introduce this guy. He's our church janitor and our teenage youth minister here at the church. He also baptized another student.
Second person.
His second baptism. Baptized Gabby in Jesus' name today at the end of service. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared the Epic Henry, everybody. Them guys need to calm down a little bit over there. They get carried away every time we get over here.
That was ever going to end.
I know, right? We need to give you a fair warning to all of our listeners. This podcast does contain Kidman language, just like that. Remember, no purchase necessary to win. Not responsible for personal theft of the items left in your car. Keep frozen until ready to use. Use only as directed. Avoid contact with eyes and skin. If rash occurs, discontinue use and see dealer for details.
Who's the dealer?
Whoever Jesus. Your dealer is. So,
Travis, you want to be my dealer?
Yeah, what do you want?
Cheese.
I got it.
Cheese. All right, Jared, you ready? Good. I'm going.
Scream cheese.
I'm pretty sure I've already. How long have I had the segment?
Hey, Jared, you want to know a fun fact? So far, the only time that your segments, like intros, actually been played out legitimately was the one time that you weren't here.
I know, because that's boring when you're not here.
I think I asked about predestination before.
You probably but I don't. I wouldn't recall what we even said. So, but if you want to go that deep, I hope you're ready for it. So,
I mean,
What do you guys think about predestination?
I haven't thought about it in a long time.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Like, basically, your life is predestined. Like,
oh, like,
This is too serial for me.
It gets very hairy. Because
you think about Judas. Was he predestined?
Oh, gosh. This is...
To... Jesus was predestined.
Get your water boots on. We're going deep.
At this point, you might need a scuba tank.
you got to be careful when you wade in these waters.
Yeah, Jared.
Seriously.
Tide pulls you in.
But no, I mean, there's nothing wrong talking about it. It's just, I'm just saying, when you get into it, you got to be careful. So, but I mean, what's your point? I mean, do you believe in it or what?
What is your point, Jared?
Because this is your segment.
Hold up.
Oh. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, there's only one path and you have to take it. But, I mean, you could say that it's hard to tell because, I mean, God is like, we don't understand his way of things. So maybe that one way is just ultimately what you decide to take.
A lot of people who believe in predestination or whatever will say that, well, whoever talks about it will come to this and say here, God already knows who's going to be in heaven and who's not.
Well, does he? He knows all things, correct?
He knows all things.
So he does then. Because if you're saying he doesn't know, then he doesn't know all things.
What?
That was always been my argument, always my perspective. You know, when people say that he, you know.
This always comes to a dead end somewhere. Whenever you talk to theology.
Whenever you say that you don't have free will, or you have free will, and then, I don't know, like, I'm kind of on the same fence. Like,
I guess something for you to consider, and this is not.
I mean, I don't think predestined, I don't think, but it's like. You know,
is it? No. Or you just want to know? Do you think believe
there
it's a
may
thing?
Be some things that are, but
yeah, like pastor. I think pastor said in his sermon today, everyone can make it into heaven.
No, yeah. You see, he said not everyone's going to make it, but everyone can.
Yeah, I'm not saying like people are predestined to go to hell, but right. when I said Judas, I don't necessarily think he was predestined to betray. I think that. If it didn't happen, like maybe Jesus was like, I know what's going to happen, but I'm going to try to stop it to see if maybe there was another way that Jesus could have died rather than going that way.
I mean,
and even after Judas did it, he didn't like he would have been forgiven regardless. I feel like he would have been forgiven if he didn't kill himself.
If predestination is an element that would have an effect on a lot of people, let's say people in church who are maybe struggling and, spiritual about things, if predestined is a thing that eradicates all your hope.
True.
And so predestined tells me, why am I even doing this podcast? I should just go ahead and do my own things and not come to church no more. So why even try, if I'm predestined to go to hell, why am I even here wasting my time right now?
But you don't know that.
Yeah.
But if predestination is a thing.
Yeah, but you don't know what your destiny is.
I mean, exactly. Even Jesus prayed for things to change when he was getting close to being crucified, so
but he has the power to change.
Right, but I mean, but it didn't. I mean, it could have changed. I mean, maybe there was, I don't know.
This is a question that can literally not be answered until you get to heaven, though.
True.
I've heard people get in some deep debates about this, and it can get, you can get stuck in this real quick. Mm-hmm. And like, it makes you look like the one who's not knowing what they're talking about.
I think that I necessarily don't believe it.
But right, like, you're just curious. Yeah.
I mean, there's kind of evidence, like, hey, maybe some things are just like the way. Like, think about it. Like, when Jesus created everything, do you believe that he knew what was going to happen? Like, there was going to be a fall. There was going to be all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when God created us, he knew he would have to come here.
He knew this
die.
Was going to happen sooner. He knew this was going to happen, and he's going to take this path. So, if he's God, he saw it coming. So, I have no doubts in that. Think about this when Jesus says that no one knows on speaking of the return of Christ,
he didn't know. Justice, he said he didn't know either.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. He goes, that he doesn't know when his time is going to happen. He goes, no man knows when it's going to be, but who does? I mean,
right.
So God should know exactly when he's coming back, or does he?
He might be waiting it out.
Here's my knowledge.
Do you think that like Jesus, like at that point? Well, then I think if I say that, I'm making it a Trinity type thing more so than just a one.
No, this way I look at this right there about the coming of God, when God actually comes back, if he knows exactly when he is or not. Have you ever been to the carnival and had that the duck pond, and the ducks are floating around?
Yeah,
and you're ready to pick a duck and you're just waiting and waiting. No one knows exactly when your hand is going to drop and pick up a duck, and neither do you.
True.
You don't know when you're going to do it. You just know you're going to do it. And at just any given, whatever causes you to do it, your hand goes out and picks one up. I think that is a comparison, maybe, of how God is going to work when he does the rapture.
And I feel like God in the Old Testament.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I mean, God in the Old Testament was a lot like that too, though, because he was like, oh, I'm going to destroy everything. And then people would talk to him and kind of talk him down. Like, okay, I'm only going to destroy this many. Like, I mean, that's, you know, he kind of goes with the flow too, though, I feel like.
But one could argue that, like, God knew, like, hey, he's going to talk me down. I'm just going to say, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you, I'm not.
I know.
Like, I'm just saying, it's like, you don't know until you just find out, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, here like a year ago, I remember hearing about this research study. I don't know all the facts for sure, you know, some of this, you know, is probably a little off, but from my understanding, they were like, they were using brain scans and stuff like that and actually, you know, having people do certain tasks, whether or not it was just answering a question or it was a physical interaction or anything like that. And they were noticing that the brain would like effectively already make the decision before the action took place. In other words, you already knew that you were going to do what you were going to do before you did it, which kind of sounds like, okay, well, yeah, but it's like, it's a subconscious thing. You don't realize that you're doing it. In other words, like it's already whatever your action was predetermined, basically, is what the study was trying to prove, that all your actions, all your decisions, everything is predetermined and you don't even know about it, but it's actually you doing it.
The mind is a fascinating place, isn't it?
And I also feel like God has to deal with human nature, which is super unpredictable.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, he's going to have to work on the fly. Like,
I mean,
for part of it, he has to.
We do have his emotions. Like, I think emotion is something from God. Like, it's not like a, you know, like anger or sadness.
Right.
Stuff like that.
God experiences anger and
jealousy.
Right. Exactly. He said it himself, I'm a jealous God.
We have to honor him.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome the official youngest Kidman podcaster, Kyler Binge, everybody. And that's him right now with the headphones on and talking in the mic and giggling. Yeah, he took the throne from his brother Justice.
He's strutting at the mic.
He is.
He's yet to put it all in words yet, but he's getting there. So, yeah, he's happy to see his mommy and daddy in here. Okay, Jared, good talk today. Way to iron sharpen iron.
Blue cheese.
Any final words, anybody?
Baloney.
Final words.
Final words?
Baloney.
Jared said his final words?
Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey.
The movie. Every
Amen.
And Kyler saying his?
Wyoming. That's the final word.
Wyoming isn't real.
All right.
Travis loves conspiracies.
That's mine.
Wyoming. There's a new conspiracy that Wyoming isn't real.
It's not real.
Well, as we talk about the Wyoming conspiracy, Carol, take us out of here.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Oh, these are just stupid. Okay. I thought there was
actually, Travis, I have.
Legitimate.
Have you?
Yes, I used to raise dubs, and I had a pigeon.
Travis thinks that birds are robots.
Like a robot?
Here's a thought.
Travis literally thinks birds are robots.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did it actually make any sound?
Yes, it made noise. If a tree, no one's heard it.
If a tree falls in the forest.
How do you know, though?
If I go.
Did you hear it?
Okay.
Does a bear poop in the woods?
I'll go over where there's a camera, okay, and I'll sneeze.
It doesn't matter. There's something there to hear it, though.
But it still makes noise.
Listen. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it.
Does God talk?
Do women still be shocked?
Does God, like, do you think God talks to his angels? Angels and stuff.
I don't know what do you mean by talk. Oh, like, so you want to elaborate?
Oh,
communicate, make noise.
This is about
they make noise.
The angels are too busy.
I have a question.
Praising
the oranges.
Yeah,
the oranges.
Make the angels. Do. You think they're all silent and just
no?
But I believe that.
Orange
I believe
angel?
There's a very, very good possibility. There's actual theories
angel.
Out there that there's advanced orange forms angel. Of communication that
you're
doesn't
just,
use sound.
You know that I'm going to make a good point, and you're just evading the question.
No, there's an actual movie based on the theory. It's the Arrival. Arrival is based on the same theory that there's advanced forms of communication. Communication
All right,
don't
so in the Bible, and it says, and the Lord said, blah blah blah. Did he say it?
You want to play?
I believe that he does use communication. I'm just saying, I think he has the ability to communicate without sound.
All right, Carol, go ahead.
Probably, but
you see what I'm saying?
It makes noise.
I believe that he does make noise. Yes, but well, I don't believe that he. I don't.
Say that he
I
makes
don't
noise. I just don't understand because every. I don't.
I'm just saying that he has the ability to communicate without noise.
So does he communicate through his arms? Does he
I mean, bees communicate without noise.
God is a, God is a spirit, folks. God is a spirit.
And they that worship him, no, is that the verse?
You know, I don't
God,
know.
God is a spirit.
And they that worship him in spirit and in truth.
God's everywhere. The body of Christ is the manifestation body of Jesus, so you need to be specific. Are you talking to
that's what I'm saying.
Spirit, okay, here's, God or here's the
thing.
Christ,
here's the thing. Manifestation. Here's the thing. Get your Gideon Bible out from your back pocket right now, and let's look at Mark 15:25. Okay, let's read it in Hebrew. Do you have Hebrew?
I've never met anyone from Wyoming.
Nate Reed is from Wyoming.
So he says. So he says.
Nate Reed's like a like
oh, is
a
he?
Robot or
is
something.
He? Yeah.
Okay, quiet on the set. Reaching 40 is a significant milestone, and in some cases, it's a dreaded one. Nobody relishes getting older, yet if you're lucky. Guys, hold on a second.
You're not even getting to the good part of it.
Guys, I'm trying to be serious here, and you're laughing. This is a very serious
you keep
moment.
Starting over. Just continue where you left off.
I just like relish. On my dog.
Ooh, let's have hot dogs today.
All right. Enough.
Enough.
Gus? You are considered a member of the middle-aged group, and this comes as a shock because they were always that other group. You become profoundly aware of your mortality. You take stock of your life, and often you're disappointed.
Continue, dude.
You expected to have achieved more.
Gus!
See, now I've lost my place. You take stock in your life, and you're disappointed. You expected to have achieved more, and you realize that the rules of the game were stacked against you. You may give up on your dreams and have to accept that your life trajectory is starting to look every...
Gus,
can you please keep playing until I'm done, please? Thank you. Where was I? You expected to have achieved more, and you realize that the rules of the game were stacked against you. You may give up on your dreams, and you have to accept that your life trajectory is starting to look very mediocre. You may even go through a protracted period of reflection and maybe even depression whilst... W-I-H-I-L-S-T.
Whilst.
You try to find meaning, and it may take you a while to accept it. It's bizarre, really, because all that changed was that one number. Do I keep going? That's that whole paragraph.
That's it. That's good. I'll let you turn.
Okay.
And that's sad.
The life
I don't
40,
want to turn
a life over 40.
Man, I'm almost
you got long. You always do.
By
I feel like I feel this.
I'm still not going to accomplish anything. So
I feel like this at 30. So,
okay. Lord bless this podcast today, some way, somehow, using us today to help others out there, encourage and benefit the kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Please.